You slice it and then shred. It should be completed without any mistake. Any hesitation will ruin the tofu. When the hair-like tofu shreds are put into clean water, they spread like clouds in the sky and form a perfect Chinese wash painting. Now the dish is more like a test to the cooks rather than one to satisfy customers. Zhu Chenglong began his practice at the age of 19. After 3 years of painstaking efforts, Zhu Chenglong finally mastered the skills of using a knife. Cutting skills require vigor and energy. But a successful cook relies not only on youthfulness, but also rich experience, which are normally more important. Monk Jian Jun's soy duck is made up of winter bamboo shoots and green and red pepper, wrapped in the skin of soya bean milk. The ingredients need to be sautéed. It's a cooking method between frying and stir-frying. There is only a tiny sheet of oil between the food and the frying pan. Since the temperature of the oil sheet goes up instantly, the control of heat is the key here. More heat will obviously burn it, and less will not do. No matter if it's animal fat or vegetable oil, Chinese cooks cannot do without them. When they are going to show off their frying skills, the temperature of oil is higher than water, which means that oil could rapidly dehydrate the surface of food, not only to make it edible, but also to give it a nice burnt flavor and crisp taste.
When we are using oblique cuts to deal with this fish, we'd better make it a long and clean cut, especially the tail. In this way, the tail would bend upwards.
Each day, Zhou Saichun goes to work in a cook's uniform. She's teaching cooking skills. Zhou tries her best to pass on to the students all her experiences that she's acquired in more than 30 years of cooking.
The horn goes upwards with the paws clenched. You've got to put that a bit forward.
The art of cooking cannot be mastered only by reciting and doing paperwork. Classes in a cookery school is more like a laboratory. No one can be spared the mountains of homework and become a chef at the first try.